Originally published on February 24, 2015. Also published by Pakistani national newspaper The Nation. Link below. President Barack H. Obama jawboned the incredulous participants at the White House summit. Although every Muslim and non-Muslim, with a little acumen, equally and sincerely would wish so, unfortunately, the statement was flat-out unbelievable. Mr. President, you continued fighting a war waged against Muslims by a group of neocon extremists, on a contrived, as widely believed, pretext of 9/11. Bush and company destroyed one of the oldest cradles of Muslim learning, rich in history, Iraq, on yet another contrived pretext of WMD. The same group of maniacs then destroyed another medieval-styled rustic Muslim country, Afghanistan. A country which had never been a threat to anyone except that her people have been the fierce defender of their freedom encroached upon by invaders. If we, the West, are not at war with Islam, one may wonder why then, Iranian President Mossadegh was toppled by the CIA? Why was Shah Faisal of Saudi Arabia got assassinated? Why Pakistani President Zia-ul-Haq was taken out in a plane crash? Why Algerian elections won by an Islamic party were rejected? Why does Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime need to be changed? Why was Libya got disintegrated, Gaddafi eliminated, and the country pushed into civil war? Why Arab Spring was hijacked, duly elected President of Egypt Morsi removed, and Army General implanted? Why General Sisi is being supported by us against the popular sentiments? Why are we meddling in the affairs of Yemen and Sudan? Why two Christian states, East Timor and South Sudan, were carved out of sovereign Muslim countries? Why have Palestinian Muslims been destined to the world's biggest concentration camp, Gaza, for decades with our tacit approval? Why was Israel planted in the heart of the Muslim Middle East? Why Israel is guaranteed blanket impunity against all crimes committed or it may choose to commit? Why Kashmiri Muslims are being enslaved by a brute force of 500,000 soldiers, raped and killed at will, and independence denied for decades, despite UN resolutions calling for a plebiscite, by our second biggest, after China, trading partner, India? Why are we supporting the kings and despots in the Middle East? Is our championing of democracy and human rights a ploy? Why every single Muslim country is being micromanaged by us? Mr. President, you lack credibility even with your own people because you reneged on many of your campaign promises. I seriously wonder what makes you think that with all these blatant infractions Muslims should believe your words. West is not at war with Islam. Well, they might not be the Einstein of the first world, but that does not mean they are stupid or naive to the extent that they would accept your insipid oratory. Mr. President, it would not need a brainiac to understand that for any tangible result, we have to come up with an honest and practical, visible counter-narrative, not by mullahs or imams, but by the US-the West. We must also stop contributing to the oppression of deprived, on-the-edge Muslim youth, disgruntled by the orgies of the ruling elites, the real inferno of extremism. So far the Muslim majority condemns the barbaric killing of innocent people by IS or anyone else. The West must, therefore, seize it right here and actuate the reversal back to normalcy and coexistence with wisdom instead of conceit, ingenuity, hubris, or jingoism. Also published in The Nation, the national newspaper of Pakistan, on April 2, 2015. http://nation.com.park/blog/02/april/2015/is-the-west-not-at-war-with-islam. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.